Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we have a lightship healing tonight. So if you'd all like to stay on near the end of the show here, we'll be going to the lightship. You'll be transported physically out of time, and the light beings will be doing some healing with you. So this we try to do every Saturday. It's a wonderful experience, and it's probably even more wonderful if you're a seer, because it just changes your complete paradigm. So what we're going to first do is a little entity work, which is what we always like to start off with to get you more in your body with your spirit so you can hang on to your spiritual identity, understand who and what you are in your heart center. Remember, it's never outside of yourself. It's always with you, and that's your divinity and your energy from the light ship that created you is in that area too with your spirit. So here we go. I'm going to release some entities from everyone. And like I said in the past, these are emotional bodies of people who passed on. We're only dealing with energies on this planet right now, not extraterrestrial ones that come into us. So we'll keep it nice and simple. And here we go. Working on your left and right legs, both at one time right now. And very, very nice. Energy's flowing quite nicely here. Like we have a nice group tonight. And again, just concentrate, if you would, on your legs, maybe on your feet, ankles. And you might feel a change in the energy of your body as these entities are being released from you. And like I say, people ask me, well, how do they come into me? Well, the first reason why they come in is because we're not 100% in our body. So if you're 100% in your body, it's very, very difficult for them to actually attach inside of us to us, because your spirit is there to kind of ward them off. But most people are only probably 20% in their body, and naturally if you're only 20%, then you're 80% entities. So at that point, they can come in and go as they choose, and they can also change your consciousness, come into your thinking patterns, and have you do strange things. So here we go. We're going to bring more of you back into your body, now into your legs. And you might just kind of focus on them, like I said, to see these energies come back into you. This is your spirit coming back into your body. It's called, in the New Age thinking, it's called a soul retrieval. And here we go. Coming in, and I'll count to 10 to command the energy. And your spirit is also directing the energy of what's coming into you, into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to be doing your hips, hip joints. So we're doing this separately because a lot of people have problems with that. And what you might want to do, if you do have a problem, kind of wiggle around on your chair a little bit. Maybe you might want to stand up a little bit to see how you feel after the entities leave you. Typically what happens is when entities come in, the entity has no life force of its own except you as a host. So it needs your energy for them to live. Without a body, they can't live, so they need this energy. This is a separate body that was created by the Earth Spirit to experience love and joy on the surface here. And then it would mirror back to the Earth Spirit how the humans are doing here and how much love they have for the Earth Spirit and how the Earth Spirit can actually sample the energy on this planet here. And that was how the initial intent was of this body. And from then to now it's like a self-defense mechanism. And, you know, it's like, what's going to happen to me next? And then you get emotionally upset. And this is how this body now is being used. And naturally, this body, since it's so strong in energy, it can cause you physical problems and even death from blocked energy that it can hang on to. So here we go. Bringing more of your spirit into your hip joints, into your hips. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now we're going to work from your hips up to your neck. And then we'll do your shoulders and arms after this here. So this will be basically all your internal organs. So here we go. cleaning these out now. If you have any pain in your body, that attracts entities because they resonate to that pain because they probably had that pain themselves in either the body that they were in initially or bodies that they have went into, you know, from body hopping. And they hang on to that energy like a magnet. So if they've been into 1,000 bodies before they come into you, they're going to have a lot of energy there with this same particular event or problem, and they're giving that to you, and you resonate with that with pain, and it can also worsen your condition of what you have. So here we go. Going to bring in more of you into your body. So counting again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Now we're going to do your shoulders, your rotator cuffs, going down your arms now. So again, if you have any concerns, think of that now for healing. Remember, your spirit is there to help you heal. This is why it's with you. That's the main reason why it's inside of your physical body. And the trade-off for it is so that it can look out of your eyes to be creative, to use the creative intelligence in your DNA to bring that forth and to create wonderful things with the heart energy. So here we go, releasing it, these energies, entities out of your arms now, rotator cuffs, going down now to your elbows, and now going down to your wrists and your fingertips here. So here we go. Bring more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go up to your neck. People have neck troubles, so we'll do some releasing there. So again, just kind of focus on your neck. See if you have any changes happening to you. And this could be very, very subtle. And it's not just that you can have one entity. You could have hundreds, if not thousands, of these things. So, and as they get released from you, you may feel a little bit lighter. And then as your spirit comes in, remember, love walks in, then you become a little more dense in your body. And the way you can tell if you're having a physical healing or not is your body will react to the energy, and you may have tingles or maybe feel a warmth of your body doing some healing work, and this is a validation for you. So here we go, bringing more of you into your body right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to do your head. So, we'll see what happens here. Releasing these entities from you right now. There we go. More of them is being released. So beautiful. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next, we'll do a chakra clearing here and balancing. And the way your chakras go out of alignment is basically if someone does a psychic attack on you. Remember, thoughts are very powerful. This is why the thought energy will no longer be in existence at the universal shift. It'll just be heart energy. So everything that you have learned in the mind consciousness will no longer exist. It'll strictly be heart energy. And this is why you need to get into your body with your spirit so you can be in that heart energy for the shift. And this could be the what people talk about as a 2012 shift. It is happening sometime, and I don't know exactly when. This is why when Jesus came 2,000 years ago, he was doing these same types of healings and teachings about ascension to get the people so they could take their body with him if they chose to for the universal shift 2,000 years ago. And so he did the ascension himself, and so did many others that were with him. But unfortunately, the major population could not do it because his life was cut about 15 to 18 years short, depending on what lifetime you look at. And he did do 12 lifetimes at one time. So, here we go. Heart center, moving it around for you a little bit there. Perfect. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Well, you guys are really in tune tonight. Maybe some of you online last night when we did a lot of healings had some difficulties there. So we're in an opening now. So the opening will be body width if you choose to. So here we go. Heart center. Spin, 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 open. And going up now to your throat. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down. Below the heart, your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And now we're going to do the famous mind-to-heart drop. This is what you should be doing daily. Continuously to stay in your heart center. I know it's hard to be there living on the earth plane because of all the distractions and stuff that we go through. But at least right now we can go back into our heart because we're in a safe spot here. So here we go. I'll count to 10, or from 10 down to 1 backwards. Think of the 10th floor being on your forehead. In your forehead, your awakening consciousness. And it's like an elevator dropping down to your heart, and the heart is floor number 1. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Take a deep breath. The light ship is helping you do this with the beautiful light beam. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So energize the light beam right now. So if you're brand new to the program, just go to Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down a little ways. And you're going to see a light beam there underneath the blinking flower. And we'll energize her right now. So just kind of watch the picture on your monitor. And she's going to come in. And you may see her eyes actually become a little more intense. The color rays that she's emitting from her forehead will actually be changing too. And you can actually see her face kind of lift off the monitor screen and kind of float there a little bit as she becomes more three-dimensional. Some people ask me, they say, how come the beings that you bring in are always female? Well, what it is that the females interface the male doctors on the light ship. And so when you go to the light ship, it's normally always male doctors that work with you, but the females are actually telling the male doctors kind of what to do. And so they choose to interface themselves down here. Since the interface is up there on the light ships, this is why the females come in. The males have a whole different vibration. And they're, in fact, we could probably do that tonight. We'll see what Sylvia wants to do here, what her plans are. We could probably bring in one of the males here, one of the male teams, but then we'll see here. I want to go to the light ship, and I don't want to run out of time here. So here we go. She's energized now, so I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. You're on.
Okay. Well, I liked your idea of bringing in the different doctor teams. Maybe we could bring in the male team and the female team so people can experience that. But I guess before we get into the healings, let's mention a couple of things. I just want to say welcome to everyone. And this being the holiday season, we're talking about the message of Jesus, which was to go within and to discover and connect with our own divinity within us, within our heart centers, instead of going outside of ourselves for our spiritual guidance. And it's wonderful to have the energies, divine energies, with us for the holiday season, and we're taking requests. If you have a special divine energy that you'd like to have brought in, or if you have a particular healing request, you can type that in on the fast chat, and we'll take up as many as we can before we go to the lightship. So I guess over to you, Ron, to get us started.
Okay, so what we'll do now is bring in a female team. These will actually be two other lightship doctors, light beings, that will be coming through right now. So you can actually have three of them coming through this photograph here. So just kind of look at her. And you might actually want to put your hand in front, not real close, maybe a foot away from your monitor screen, and move it back and forth, left to right. And you should feel a presence right in front of her. Remember, these are all energies that are heart connected. They don't work with the mind. Like I said before, the mind energy is not of the light. It's just thought energy and mind control. And it's the way that people work down here. The light ship only uses heart energy. So everything is created from the heart versus from the conscious mind of control and manipulation and domination. So here we go. Coming in, I'll count to 10. They'll be fully present. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. What you can do right now, if you wish, is just think of one thing that you may want to have healed in your body. And they'll see what they can do here for the next couple of minutes. And I'll put some music on. Remember, you have to request your healing because they always see you as perfect. And they see you in the moment. So every moment is a different time for them. I'll just elaborate on that a little bit more. People come up to me and they say, you know, I did a prayer a year ago for something, and it never was completed. I says, well, did you pray a second after you made your request? They go, well, no. Aren't they still working on it? I go, no, they don't, because they're only in the moment. They'll do what they can at that given time. So I would suggest maybe asking probably every 15, 20 seconds. And see how that works for you, because they're only in the moment, and each moment is moment by moment. This is how the light ship works, and this is the way the divine works with you. Female presence. And now we'll ask for the males to come in and that the females gently leave. And they're going to pull themselves back a little bit here. Now they've just released. And now we'll bring in a male team of three doctors. And here they come. So stronger. I'll invoke them in now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, here they are. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so here we go. Request your healing again. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, could we bring in the energy of the Star of Bethlehem?
Okay.
And talk about that for a little bit.
Sure, so we'll tune into that right now, bring the blueprint up of that from the light shift. And they're ready, so here it comes. It'll still come in through the light beam here. And I guess we'll bring in the energy of the three wise men. There may have been more than that, but we know them as three right now, so we'll bring them in also here through the light beam. So I'll count to 10 again to invoke the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, request healing. And the energy just feels very, very soft and nice. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, back to you again.
All right. Well, to round that out, if we could bring in the energy of Jesus and then maybe bring in his energy complete with his twin flame so people can experience it in wholeness.
Okay, so we'll bring in the energy of Jesus right now. And so he'll come in through the light beam also. And here he comes. So one, so I'll do stronger, 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 and I'll count to ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, request healing. And we'll see you back in about a minute or so here. Sylvia, back to you.
All right, well, could we bring in the energy of Jesus with his twin flame now?
Sure. So here's Jesus in his totality here. So these energies are the original creation energies. So now this will be the energy of the spirit of Jesus with his twin flame before they were separated, after they left the light ship and had two different lives. So here we go, coming in now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. Feels great to me. Thank you. question here by Starline. And I guess the gist of it is, are we going to be able to hold light frequency in our bodies? And how advanced are we? How far along are we? And different things like that. So basically, like I say, most of the shows, how much do you love your body? Remember, your body is what's going to do the ascension. Your spirit already knows how to ascend, and it will leave and be out of here at the universal shift, which could be the 2012 shift, okay? So the thing now is up to you. When you look in the mirror and you look back at yourself with your eyes of your spirit, how do you feel about your body? Okay, so the first thing to ask yourself is, do I judge? Do I still judge people? Do people judge me? Do I get affected by their judgment? If the answer is yes, that means that you're still holding on to densities in your body that your body is attempting to heal. So that's the first thing is, do you judge people? And then do you get upset a lot? You know, so the main thing is you have to release your judgments. This is what's preventing your body from doing the ascension. And I guess that's a question that all of you have to answer yourself. The light shift can help you with that. I do sessions to help people with the ascension process to clear out the densities. And unfortunately, instead of teaching, you know, spirituality the last 100 years, the dark side crept in and created what you might want to call New Age metaphysics. And they're all about the mind, how to control things in the mind energy. So instead of coming forth, you know, with the presence of light, they came in with the presence of darkness to get you into the mind frequencies. So that's not anything to do with the light shift, you know. It has to do with the consciousness that people have. The light shift comes every 2,000 years for the ascension process, and we're near the end of that process right now. So it's up to you to do the work. And it's very unfortunate that our space brothers, who knew about this shift anyway, wasn't able to come in to do the teachings like they normally would have done a long time ago. So, you know, it's a universal shift. It happens all across the universe. So it's actually up to you to take the time to clear yourself out so that your body can hold your spirit energy. So what's going to allow you to do the universal shift versus maybe someone else? The answer is, how much are you in your body? Can you hold 100% spirit energy? If you cannot hold it, then you will not be able to do the shift because your body has to integrate fully with your spirit so that it can turn into a light body. Your spirit knows how to do this. You know, like I said in the past, you know, going to different types of teachings, different classes, buying books, going on sacred trips and journeys, etc. None of these things will even be in existence at the universal shift. So all that you have learned will do you no good at all because the mind energy will no longer exist. This is part of the darkness. And at that point, all that's left is your heart energy, your spirit, and the life form that your spirit is in, which is your physical body. And then the question is, can your spirit come into your body 100% to hold the frequency of light? And if it can, then your body will do the universal shift, which you call the ascension. And it's as simple as that. So it's up to you to do the work. No one else can do it for you. I hear people talking about how all of humanity is going to shift at one time and that, you know, people are doing the work, doing all these meditations, et cetera. None of this is ever going to help you. You know, you can meditate all day long. If you're not in your body 100%, to whatever you do for spiritual practices, it's not going to work for you. So that's the main thing. You just need one book. That one book has one page. Go within. That's the basic thing. Get in touch with your own divinity. It's not outside of yourself. And, you know, it's an effort in a sense on your part. You have to do the work. So that's kind of what this show is about, is to show you ways of, you know, how to heal and how to get more into your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, let's see. Shall we take up some of these requests on the fast chat?
Yeah, the most interesting one, well, they're all good, but one of them had to do with spells as a baby. I'm trying to watch the time here. So we can do that one. That'll help people a lot. Remember, like I said, the mind energy, you know, like finding your parking place, that people like to try to figure out how to do, where you're manipulating and controlling the energy. And mind control, sorcery, witchcraft, it's all in the same thing. It's all taking free will away from something else. So when somebody thinks a bad thought about you, maybe, for instance, when your mother was carrying you in the womb, maybe your relatives didn't like that at all. Maybe they got jealous and they did a psychic whammy on you, which you're carrying for your whole life now. This is the mind-thought energy. This is what they teach in New Age metaphysics. It's the same process, just under a different way of saying it. So whenever you use controlling energies to take away the free will of someone else, that's negative. Doesn't matter how they portray it or what they call it. It's all under the same umbrella of the same thing as mind control. So we're going to release you now from part of this here. These healings are only sample healings. I do sessions with people to make them more complete. So I don't know how far this is going to go for you, but it will help you. So here we go. I'm going to go to your sixth chakra. This is going to release the spells from you, maybe curses, spells, someone else's thoughts of you as a baby. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Do it a few more times for some of you here. If you're yawning, that's a good sign. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And last time, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. Okay, so I had to get some notes on the fast chat here of if anybody actually felt that energy. That would be wonderful. Another one that came through was, can the light ship come into your city or your town? That's a very good question. They're not, at that point, I think, able to come in completely yet. There's so much going on that's extraterrestrial right now, getting rid of the darkness. Right now they're working with the fabricated clones of the light, the ones that imposter the light. And there's a lot of that energy out there. And this is what they're dealing with right now. Just to add a couple of notes here. Probably, I don't know, month and a half ago, the light ship got rid of the extraterrestrial, off-planet mind control that was transmitted to us. For the new people listening, you may not, you may just say, oh yeah, you know, I don't feel much of a difference. Well, if you knew it at the time when you were on the show, you could actually feel the change of frequencies. The way it used to be is that your body was always kind of wound up really tight, kind of agitated, really didn't know that it was agitated until it went away, and all of a sudden this peace fell upon you. And this is the way your body is now. It's much more peaceful than it used to be, say, 2 months ago. So they had to battle the darkness to do that. The word battle isn't the exact word to use. They are doing, in a sense, spiritual warfare. But what it is that the darkness crept into the light territory. So the darkness invaded the light and attempted to take the light over into the darkness by infiltrating the light frequencies. So the light now has to regain its consciousness of light and get rid of everything that is not of the light. So it all has to be 100% pure light. This is the universal shift. And then it starts over again. So this is kind of where we are now. And hopefully they're going to take out more of the darkness than before so that it doesn't come in so strongly, at least in this dimension where we are here. So anyway, that's one thing that they produced. Maybe about 3 weeks ago, I guess, 2 weeks ago, they actually put in frequencies into the sky. So the sky now is much bluer than what it used to be. We do have other stuff in the sky that's preventing us to see that sometimes, but aside from that, if you do get a glimpse and look up in the sky sometime, you're actually going to see a much bluer sky than what you have in the past. So they are coming down to our frequencies here. What they can do is bring in one of the defense fleet light ships. I guess they'll do that right now. And that will come into and around you right now. You're going to feel pure light energy around you. So I'm going to count to 10 and just, again, sit back and put your feelers out here. And you're going to feel complete divine energy around you. This is one of the defense ships from the light ship coming into your realm, into your consciousness, into your room, into your house. So here it comes. So I'll just invoke it now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And the ascension only happens every 2,000 years, so we're at the time frame now of that process here, of the closing of the frequencies. So I'll put some music on. Feels very nice to me. I'm kind of used to this energy. So here we go. Just kind of relax, and you can request healing too. It feels very, very crisp to me. Very clean, very pure energy. This is true 100% light energy that you're feeling right now. Stay in your heart and resonate with it. Light ship will be with you for the remainder of the show here. Question here about clones. No, I didn't mean the light ship is working with all the energies that are not of the light. And so naturally, if you noticed that the last 10 years or so, there's been thousands of practitioners coming out teaching spirituality, where before there was hardly anybody. And a lot of these have been maybe connected to, without them knowing it, the dark side energies that are clones of the light. So the dark side can mimic the light 99.9%. And the only way you're going to know if what you're getting is the real thing is to go to your heart center. And unfortunately, when I go to different expos, I see people going from booth to booth to booth to booth because they're all free a lot of times for these workshops or people doing special things. The people get really whacked out because you don't know what they're connected to. The person may look very nice, very gentle, but what are they bringing you? You know, what type of attunement are they giving you? What type of pendant are they selling you? Where is it connected to? What energy is it connected to besides what you don't know about, you know, physically? Everything is energetic and it connects somewhere. And the dark side here is trying to prevent everybody from doing the ascension process. This is why you must go to your spirit for your own advice. because your spirit knows if what you're doing is proper or not. So I guess we'll go to the light ship right now. And just a question here, just real fast here. The Earth, after the universal shift, will not exist. The blueprint of the Earth right now is still up for grabs for another spirit to take it. This Earth spirit is and has already created a planet, another Earth, if you would, on eighth-dimensional reality. And so naturally, nothing can exist as far as a spiritual blueprint unless a spirit takes over that blueprint. So the Earth print, the blueprint for the Earth is up for grabs still, we'll say. So if no spirit decides to take on the Earth will no longer exist after the universal shift. And everything on it will no longer exist either. But it will be fully present and available on the light ship if something chooses to come into it and give life to that blueprint. So here we go. If you're new to the program, this is not going to work on the archives. And you can bring up animals and pets, but no other people. I'm connecting with everyone right now. And here we go. You're going to be taken up to the light ship in your physical body form, just the way you look right now with your clothing on. If you don't have any clothes on, they'll give you a robe up there. So, because you will be with other people. So here we go. Takes about a half a second right now as we're preparing, and you're going up right now and you're there. So your animals and pets are leaving you. And this is for physical healing. So like all of you, just to request maybe one or two types of healings that you'd like to have. Just be very simplistic. You know, if your shoulder hurts and you have a, you know, a 25-word diagnostic, information on it from a doctor down here, they don't really need to know. They just say, my shoulder hurts. But they're very, very wise. So just keep it very simple. And we're going into the orientation room where they're checking out what type of being you are. There's all different beings in the universe, and we're just one of them. Now we're going into the orientation room where they're actually telling you what's wrong with you. Remember, we're out of time. We're in their time sequence right now, and their time sequence can be a lot more than ours. So the fact that we're going through stuff really quickly here means that we could be there for maybe an hour, or it could be a minute or so as I'm talking. And right now we're going down a long hallway. To the left are the windows to the light ship. There's only one light ship, and this is the creation light ship that created the whole universe. Everything in the light is on this light ship, all blueprints of the spiritual consciousness of light frequencies. So right now we're going into the first room. We'll probably go into about six rooms before we come back here. The first room that I'm seeing is the hot tub room where they're going to help you do some detoxifications. There's colored gels in this room, and you may actually feel your body temperature changing slightly here. Going into another room where they can release physical body pain. So if you have any requests there for releasing pain, do that now. Keep requesting as we go into the rooms here. Next room we're going into is a room where they have a large amethyst shield. Very, very beautiful. You're levitating. This shield happens to be about 20 foot in diameter. And each individual crystal is an individual spirit. They're all conscious, and they're communicating with you. And some people like to actually put their hand someplace, on their body. So you're still here, and you're there at the same time because you're taken up out of time, which you should automatically know now as I'm talking here. We've had somebody inquire that if they're going to vanish or disappear and reappear. Well, that's actually happening. So that is true, but our consciousness here doesn't allow us to see when we're not here. Next room we're going into is a room, and this is where they have a lot of tree energy. They're showing me that right now. I'm able to see on the light ship. I'm a doctor there. I bad locate instantly. So we're in this room where they have beautiful trees, and the trees are going to do some healing work with you. So again, request your healing. Each one has their own modalities of healing. And each one is unique upon themselves. The next room we're going into is a room where they have the beautiful water. This water is like a large swimming pool. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And let's see what's going to come. Oh, the swans are coming. The beautiful, beautiful energy of the swans. So there's three swans, and you're kind of like on the top of the water, just kind of floating. The water doesn't touch your skin. And the swans are going to do their beautiful healing to you. So just kind of relax, and you can feel the presence of them. And we'll go in a couple more rooms here. I don't want to run too far, maybe two more rooms before we come back here. Another room we're going into is a room we're going to be working with your joints. So again, request healing if you have any joint problems. And the last room is where we're going to be working on our feet and working with our toes, our arches, our ankles. And then I am seeing another room, stretching it out a little bit further here. They're working with our face, our cheeks, inside of our mouth, checking out for maybe teeth, gum infections, etc. And the last room, and this is really the last one, this is where they're working with our lungs and our heart. So this feels great to me. And now we're coming back from the light chip. And we're going into the orientation room where the doctor teams are talking with us. These healings are done between you and them. If you're able to regain full consciousness of the light ship, you're going to be able to have a whole paradigm shift, because you're going to actually see beings that you've never seen before and feel their beautiful love energy. And we're getting ready to come back from the light ship, so our animals and pets are now coming to us. We're getting ready to come back down, and we're coming down now, and now we're here. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, are there any states that we should remind people of before we sign off for tonight?
Yes, we're having a special New Year's light shift healing. It's on the 5th, Saturday. It'll be a four-hour conference call. The price is $60, and the light shift is going to bring us the ascension energies for each month, 1 month at a time. So you're able to, in real time, feel the energy, and if you wish to do an affirmation, you can. So that'll be on the 5th of January. And then we have the third week also in January, where we do our standard ascension preparation. And let me see the date on that one there. That'll be the 19th. And both times are going to be doing water charging, so you want to get 7 containers of water. We'll see if we'll actually have gallon water containers. And you enjoy having blessed, divine drinking water with special light codes in it for the next 7 days. So we also have 1 hour light shift healing sessions Mondays and Fridays. The cost for that is only $20, and it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and the calls on Saturday start at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, our time is almost at an end. So I don't know how you'd like to close tonight, Ron, but maybe we could bring in the ascension energy and leave people with that for this evening.
Yes, that sounds wonderful. So this is the energy that the light ship brought to Jesus for his ascension. And here we go. This is like kind of like a tunnel of beautiful light energy that was around his body. So I'm going to invoke it now. So here it comes. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, this will be with you for probably about 15 minutes, so just sit back and relax, and we'll see you on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I want to thank all the ones that have sent donations to keep this program going on BBS Radio, so thank you. If you wish to donate, just go to my website, creationlightship.com. Go to the donation link on the left side, and it'll give you the information there how to donate. So thank you so much, everyone, and blessings to all of you.
Good night, everyone. Blessings.